Man, I wish somebody would have told me the truth a long time ago. Nobody sat me down and say, look, this ain't that and that ain't this. I was deceived for so long. It's only right that I expose all this deception. In the mighty name of Jesus. Carry on, young soldier. Listen. Who told you gangsters go to heaven? Huh? Who told you money make you real? Tell me. Who told you pistols make you tough? And you don't see all the dead bodies on the field? Man, who said that mercy's for the weak? Who said forgiveness is for chumps? They say a coward dies a thousand deaths, a soldier dies but once. Hey, they mourn you for a week and they forget you in a month. Who told you God doesn't exist? Who told you God was just a myth? Who planted seeds of disbelief inside your mind so you could trip? Hey, who told you Jesus doesn't love you? Who said you couldn't be forgiven? Do you not know how much he loves you? Listen, do you not know the king is risen? Who told you Christian rappers whack? Whoever said that man was whack. This truth will hit you hard and knock you flat down on your back. Who told you Christian rappers whack? Whoever said that man was whack. This truth hit you so hard and knock you flat down on your back. Hey, two things either happen. Hey, one, you gon' get mad and hate me for correcting you, for pointing out what's bad. Or two, you get convicted and cry out because you sad and ask God to forgive you for the trespasses you had. You either run to him or run from him, and I just pray you come to him. Put down all your blunts and guns and you say, Lord, I'm done with this. You run to him or run from him. I just pray you come to him. Put down all your blunts and guns and you say, Lord, I'm done with this. Everything they told me was a lie, and man, I know that now. It's only right we hit the streets and we expose that now. And dirty devil should've killed me. And Holy Spirit, come and seal me. Fill me with new strength again, now I'm feeling new inside. Lord, I abide in you and follow you where you abide. Fill me with new strength again, now I'm feeling new inside. Lord, I abide in you and follow you where you abide. Hey, I confide in you with confidence, my Lord, cause greater is he who lives in me than he who's of this world. Hey, I confide in you with confidence, my Lord, greater is he who lives in me than he who's of this world. Who told you God couldn't be trusted? Man, I'm trying to tell you, you could trust him. He loves you deeply, please believe me. He hates to see his children suffering. See, I don't know what all they told you, and I don't even know who told you. I just know that he's the answer, he gives hope, man, to the hopeless. I don't know what all they told you, and I don't even know who told you. I just know that Christ the answer, he gives hope, man, to the hopeless, yeah. Who told you?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is welcome to another exciting and blessed training day. This is a day that the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad. You know, we are one day closer to the rapture. I don't care when you think it is. We are one day closer. Do you know what that means? Imagine life perfect. I mean, just imagine life at its very best for everyone, not just a few. Oh, man, it's awesome. And for you folks that haven't traveled anywhere, don't worry about it. Do you know you'll be able to travel the whole world for free and eat for free? You won't be on a budget. Hallelujah. And if you live, you're in Christ, guess what? If you know, I don't think they're going to have airplanes. I don't know what Jesus is going to do, because there's going to be two groups of people. But I know that this group, us, we won't even need a plane. It'll be a novelty. Amen. But, hey, man, give an honor to Christ who is the head of my life. Amen. I thank God for the blessed Lord God, Jehovah the Father. Amen. I thank you, Jesus. Amen. For your shed blood, which made all this possible, and the blessed Holy Ghost, which teaches us and guides us and comfort us. Amen. The pastor, amen. Our producer, the one that phoned the radio portion that plays that great music, you know. I just thank God. Hallelujah. The God is into it. He's really into it. Amen. He cuts the cross. He got music for everybody. He's I just don't imagine heaven to be born. Amen. Hallelujah. And all the saints and friends, I say praise the Lord. Amen. This is a blessing. We're still continuing with power and love. Amen. We've been talking about power. We're talking about love. And I mean, it's a steak of a different cut. You know, I mean, really, when it comes to it, because, amen, let's just go before the throne of God, because before we get going, and don't want to leave him out, because this is his show. Amen. Holy Spirit, have your way. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come before you. It is a great opportunity, and it is, as we don't even have words to say thank you to the degree that you deserve. But we offer you what I have, what we have in the word, hallelujah. Amen. And we just thank you right now, Father, for this opportunity. Lord God, we ask you right now that you would bless us with the intelligence of your wisdom in the revelation of the knowledge of Jesus. We ask that you bless the eyes of our understanding greatly, that we will better know what is the hope of your glory, the riches of your glory, the inheritance you have in the saints, the great and exceeding power that you've made available to those that submit and obey you. Bless us to understand the love of Christ, the height, the depth, the width, the breadth, the length of the love of Christ, which surpasses all understanding. Father God, we ask that you bless us with the knowledge of your will. Give us, amen, the strength and courage to carry it out and be fruitful in every, so that we'll be fruitful in every good work. Bless us to grow in the knowledge of you. Father God, I ask that you bless my tongue to be that of a ready writer, to write upon the hearts of your people. We want it to be all of you and none of me. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, as I was saying, I don't care how you cut this up. It comes from, like, you know, steak comes from one type of animal, period. They're different cuts. But depending on who cook it, I have a place that I go to, and I tell you every now and then, about once every twice, every now and then, every 60 days, I just had to have me one of them. They done cut it down from a 22 to a 18 ounce and charge you the same. Well, actually, they charge you a little more, but this one particular place is, you know, I tell you, when it's cooked right, you know, and that's what it is about the Word of God. When it's cooked right, you know, and you cut it up slow and chew it slow, it tastes good every time. With the words say, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. You know, not too long ago, I was talking about trusting God. Well, I'm telling you, if you're going to walk in love, you're going to learn to trust God. But understand, this is the key factor that I need you to get in your heart, that is with purpose. You know, and it's amazing. I was reviewing, and it's a teaching I've spoken about, him named Chuck Missler, Beyond Space and Time. You know, toward the end of section one, he explains about 1 John 3:2, although it does not yet appear when we see him, we shall be as he is. He is, you know, you got to think of who Jesus is. You really got to get to know that. And I find very few Christians even sadly know about that. This is not about just dying and going to heaven. If you read the Bible, we're coming back to earth. Think about that. For 1,000 years, you'll be able to go to heaven whenever you feel like it. But God wants us to have an understanding of our nature. I mean, you really got to get into it. And I see it on a lot of teachers that's been talking about that aspect, you know. Even my pastor, he's been on that, and that's because we really need to take a look at that. Think about yourself without your body. That's who you really are. You might look like you are, but you would be a spirit being. You know, matter of fact, let's take a glimpse at that. And go to John, the book of John, the four Gospels, chapter 20, and look at verse 19. And it says, then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, that's when we get church on Sunday. Okay, people be coming, and it's Sunday, Saturday is the Sabbath day. Saturday is the Sabbath day. I'm not going to get on that, but if you cross-reference in Colossians chapter 2, you'll find out that God told the apostle, Jesus told the apostle Paul, we don't have to be concerned with that. It's optional, okay? God ain't going to hold it against you if you don't rest on that day, and you ain't going to gain nothing if you do, all right? But in the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst of them and saith unto them, peace be unto you. Okay? And when he had said so, he showed unto them his hands and his side where they pierced him. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord Jesus. Okay? Now, you got to understand that they didn't have the vernacular that we have now to describe that event because, you know, and that took time. As a matter of fact, the English wasn't even in existence back then, but he teleported, okay? Now, you got to understand, this is what I'm talking about, the connection with Chuck Missler. He tries with great detail to explain how much energy, force, and knowledge that takes. Now, understand, he's not using a mechanical device to do that. You know, I've seen one of them, I think it was the History Channel, trying to say Jesus was using, you know, equipment and came from another planet and all that, because that's the limits of the human mind. And what you have to do in this life, when it comes to this word, when it comes to our God, is think beyond our human mind and see what he is talking about. Now then, because then if you don't see what he's saying, you will miss what he said when he said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. Now, you know, I for years I've seen that toned down. And I would sit there and I'm like, they teach man is a spirit with a mind with an emotion inside of a body, but yet overlook that part. They have a lot of what I teach, what I've been focusing and using that term, likeness, they teach it anyhow. They teach it anyhow. That's why I get a lot of details from. They've been teaching it. Matter of fact, I was just rereading the book, a good book for y'all to have, 40 in Three Worlds by Charles Capps, okay? That's also where I learned how to control the weather, that I could do it and not just Jesus, okay? But that's another story. Just as an FYI, he was a farmer, okay? And naturally, he depended, when it comes to the weather, you can't call Congress, you can't call the National Weather Service against the rain. You know, they try all kinds of things. They playing with some stuff. Now, that's why everything out of whack. But he knew how to go to God. That's why people listened to him. He knew how to get results. Amen. People get results, you listen to them. Amen. That's the whole point. See, and that's the whole point of this. What is he doing? He's using the power of God, but then there is criteria that goes with that. You can't. God is not going to reward bad behavior. People want him to. That's what they. And when it don't work, that don't work. No, you don't work. You don't get the program. You don't get to. This is the thing. This is where we go. When we are in the love section, okay. Y'all just get the connection. I know I'm going fast. I want to slow down because I know I got some brand new people listening. Okay? Listen, I'm trying to help you understand Christianity, okay, is not a religion. And don't get caught up in that fact that one, the word Christian is in the Bible. And it's in Acts 1, it's in Acts 11:28, and it's in the book of Revelation, you know, and it's another place in there, I believe, Hebrews. It's only in the Bible three times. And what it is talking about is a person who has received the power of God because they have been washed in the blood of Jesus. And if you don't get what now, you're like, what? Yeah, I know. That's why you have to go to a Bible-believing Living Church. And if you live in the Downriver area, I recommend you go to Rudder for Christ and go every time the door is open. Listen, you want this life to be your life, because when Christ comes back, that of life will be. Okay? So if you're having struggles with that now, see, you're faced with the master distractor named Satan. He the one concocted all these distractions that people are just clamoring for, and now that they're not going to have it, they're starting to get angry. And that's what all the craziness is about, okay? Because that's all temporary. Your focus should be on the things of God. And God did. Listen, Jesus said in Matthew 6:33, write it down, go look it up later. He said, if you seek the kingdom of God first, seeking, that's making an effort. That's a working word. Then all these things were added unto you more than you can think of. God is not trying to deprive you. He just wants you to have it right. See, you can do all those things. You can. You can. All right. See, now, and that's just as an FYI, because we got a lot of territory to cover. And in Acts chapter 8, verse 39, Philip the disciple teleported. Now, I've watched the debates over that issue, because people get stuck in this human mode. Listen, think about it. I've said this before. My spirit is sending my brain signals, okay? And my brain is sending my muscle signals, trillions of them, in 165 millionths of a second. That's how fast the transaction occurring, and you are picking up vibrations and calculating, your mind is calculating them, breaking them down, analyzing them so you can hear what I'm saying. So don't think that this is that godlike nature, small g. And whenever you're talking about man, it's always with a small g. All right. So we've been talking about power, amen. We talked about the different types, dunamis. I mean, that's the subject that you can, there are books on that. Exousia, okay, and kratos. You know, kratos, kratos, potatoes, titles, pointing them out of ears. You're talking about overthrowing authority. You're also talking about the fact that you can't make excuses. The devil made me do it, like this comedian used to say, the devil made me do it. Now, he can't make you do anything. You know, he can't. He can. If he could, believe me, he would be making a whole lot of us do some stupid stuff. He'll suggest some things, and you need to get on his case when he do. He'll tell him, just shut up. If he tell you to commit suicide, tell him you first. Let me see you do it. Amen. He can't even, you know what? You're so powerful. See, he can't even physically manifest in front of you. None of him or none of his gang. Because if they could, they're the ones to give people these ideas of demons got these little ugly faces and all that, and they such fearsome creatures and all that stuff you see in monster movies. That's a bunch of baloney. And people buy that. Sadly, some Christians buy into that. All right, but see, this is what we're talking about. But now, understand, listen, you don't have to just listen to me, and you should not just listen to me. You should be going to God yourself. You should be just, what do you mean go to God? Talk to him. He's omnipresent. Matter of fact, he's very present in you. If you have asked Christ come into your heart, that's who's in there. I got a series explaining Christ, but the simple is Christ is God, got the blood of Jesus on one side that applies to you, and then the anointing, the Holy Spirit of God on the other side, layered, and they wrap you, okay, and that allows you to have direct communication to God in his domain. Otherwise, you die because of uncleanness. See, that, but this was all in the plan. He didn't come up with this on the run. This was thought out from day one. And I've heard horrible teaching, things that just, I've heard teachers, and this is again why you have to go to God. I mean, something people don't, you know, I was the only one they wanted to know. Apparently, why God let the devil exist? Because I know some brilliant people. They never wrote books on it. They never wrote about it. They never mentioned it. They never brought it up. They just let us know that we have authority over him, and that's all that matters. At the end of the day, really, that's all that matters. Why? But he plays an integral role in in this process, though. Think about this now, because I run into people that ask these questions, okay? And people that have turned from God, because this life is challenging. I just recently read an article of a family where the father died, man of faith. He died, you know. But back then, and even not too long ago, we didn't understand faith as much as we do now. And I'm talking about 20 years. You go back 20 years, you go from 20 years all the way back to Paul. There was really limited understanding about faith. Believe me, we just getting it out, and now we're about to close this thing out. That's why Jesus is going to have us sit under him and teach us for 1,000 years. Think about them. Listen. Who goes to college for 1,000 years? Think about that. You're talking, if you got to have that much time for training and education, that tells you that the power that we're going to have is beyond our imagination. Do the math. I mean, come on. Now, I know people that got walls full of degrees, but they still ain't went to school. Man, might have been 20 years, because this is a kind. Why? Because we're gaining revelation knowledge. And a lot of things we know now, think about it. I mean, we drive cars. It isn't because we know more than they did 500 years ago. God withheld the information because he also knew that there would be strange folk. This challenge is strange folk going around talking about global warming. Let me tell you, they admit they lying. You know what they do? They tell you, 100 years ago, this happened. We ain't had a storm like this in 100 years. Well, then it wasn't global warming then. It was a cycle. It comes from a chain of events. We know too little about this life. We really do. But Satan is provoking foolishness because it's all part of his plan. And this is why I'm talking about love. This what I'm talking about here is putting you in position so that when they unleash this next whatever catastrophe that they're going to have, you can defend yourself. That's what it takes, because you can't do it under your circumstances. You have to do it under God. Now, because, again, 90% of churches don't even entertain the prophetic aspect of Christianity, and it says so in Ephesians 4:11 that God gave some prophets. A real prophet of God is basically a mouthpiece for God. He's not... And that's so that the church will have an idea of what God is doing. When you get four people, I heard three, basically in a short span of time, talk about the fact that God was basically demanding that Christians be more disciplined. This getting blessed without praying and doing the things that God's saying and being out of place, being out of the will, just doing whatever you want to do, sometime in, sometime out, that's over. If you ain't doing it like he says, you're going to suffer the consequences. And I'm seeing that. I am seeing that. It's sad but true. A lot of folks could still be here. A lot of Christians could still be here. But they played it because they thought it was taking too long. Well, God got the calendar. God got the calendar. But anyway, so by that fact, being that most people don't know what time it is, this Christian still don't want Jesus to come. What kind of weirdness is that? And then the rest of them well, it's been so long. I've been hearing that for 45 years. You know, they wrote that down in Book of Peter, I think, Second Peter, chapters 3. Anyway. I'm not going to go there for time's sake. Bottom line is, this is what it is. Now, see, I've been fighting with him. I had to fight with the devil. He couldn't knock my power out. So what he does is he knocks the nearest power out that he can so that the power company have to cut mine off in order to see. You know, that's a war. And I know when he coming, when I see them having this, when they get quiet over in Ukraine and they barely fighting, he has to pull some of his army out of there to come over here and fight with us because of his pride. He don't want the fact that we can keep our lights on. There's a battle going, even with the weather. You know, I noticed that my son and my daughter. My daughter lives in South Carolina, and my son lives in Atlanta. If you look at that, and I know it's a pastor down there in the Florida area. That thing, what's her name, Idalia, turned away from them. And then the ones, when it came through, it went around them. I mean, I seen a picture, even in Maui, I saw a picture of a house that wasn't, a wooden house that wasn't touched. I mean, you could see the area, like you could see it's like about 20 feet away from the house, around the house. It just did not touch. This is what I'm trying to get you to understand. You know, it's a scripture saying, Psalm 91, 1,000 fall in my left side and 10,000 in my right, but it won't come near me. This is what I'm talking about. God's power that he has given us. We're learning to use this. It's one thing to talk about it, but it's another thing to actually get involved in using it. That's what's going on now. See, we people are so gimme, 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 gimme. I mean, you know, people look for, you know, I feel some people I call them prayer line junkies. You call it, pastor, call for a prayer line. They jump. I see them all the time. Same people jump up. Call it cancer. They jump up. Outright, they jump up. Need money, jump up. But come on now, at some point in time, you need to be praying for somebody else. That's another thing right there. This is putting you in a position, understanding that you're in a position where you can be used of God to pray for people. You don't think your prayer is powerful. If you are listening to me now, it's because somebody prayed for you in a lot of ways. I don't care if you are saved. No, listen, if you saved, don't tell me Satan ain't try to kill you because you didn't see it happen. You didn't see it happen because somebody praying for you. We in this thing together. That's a beautiful thing. That's how I remember people. I pray for them. I call their name out before the Lord. I tell them that. When I introduce myself, put me on the top of your prayer list. I'll be serious. See, and this is the whole point. See, I'm well aware. And I realize now, like, again, I have to let the new people know God will give you leeway just like you give a baby leeway when, you know, when they're coming through. You don't expect them to talk and walk like an adult. But he'll do it. But open your mouth and talk to him. Sit down and listen to him. I remember when I started and I heard the Lord and I'm like, who is this talking to me? I'm like, man, I'm not used to somebody telling me I'm wrong when I'm wrong. You know, let me think stupid. I'm used to stupid. I know how to do that. I don't know how to do right when I'm wrong. Well, I don't know how to do. I don't. But see, that's that's the whole point. He is a person. Matter of fact, I just want you to glimpse at that. We're gonna do some glimpses. We're gonna get around to this. Like I said, this is what this life is about. So I ain't in no hurry. Go to Acts chapter 13. And verse 2, actually, we're going to focus on it. But this is about Apostle Paul and Barnabas. And this is why I say you go to God. Because understand, they didn't have Running for Christ Ministries. They didn't have Training Day on the radio. They was getting it fresh, raw, straight from God. So and it says in verse 1 in Acts chapter 13, it says, now there were in the church that was in Antioch certain prophets, teachers, and Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, which is in Africa, by the way, and Manian, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, now, you know, there's several of our brethren doctrines out there that teach that the Holy Ghost ain't a person. And then, well, unless this is AI and they didn't have electricity back then, it says he said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. Okay? Now, that, I just wanted you to see that you're dealing with a person that can talk and will talk. He talked to me a lot, I'm telling you. He will talk if you listen. You know, you got to cut the TV off. Sometimes just sit in your car by the water. I like going by the water and talk. That's how I get this revelation. That's how I get these messages. I got notes. I got pages of notes up in here. And I'm going to get to some of them, I hope. But I'm following his direction. All right? So we're talking about power and love. And again, we went through 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and we talked about explain what love is. Go and read it on your own. Sit down, ponder it. Don't just read it. Ask God, pray, and ask God to give you the revelation in it, because he'll take you on the journey. He knows where you're going and where you've been, and he can use all that to connect you and give you the revelation you need. See, we're not talking about the kissy-huggy, like when I see my wife, I just want to hug her just because I know being married to me ain't easy all the time. You know, I ain't bad, but I mean, you know, I have my days, because I am human, and that's why love exists. And it's going to be, that tells me right there that even when Jesus come back, and the fact that he going to rule with a rod of iron instead of platinum, then we still going to have some issues. But, and it's different. Again, think about all these pieces of this law. 1,000 years on this earth, then he burns it up and makes it brand new. And that's in Revelation chapter 21, in case you want to interested in what it's going to look like and be like. You know, and I'm guessing that we'll have to go to another planet to go water skiing or something, because that one ain't going to have no seas. You know, I ain't quiet about that. I ain't scared to ask God nothing. Because you know what he's going to do? Either not going to answer or say shut up, man. He never told me shut up when I asked him a legitimate question, only when I was going to say something that wasn't right. But anyway, all right. So now we're gonna float around this, because I want you to get clarity. Because if you operating in this, just the other thing. See, when Satan, okay, is always trying to get you. Him and his gang is always trying to get you off track. See, he can't push you off track. He don't have that power, particularly those in Christ. He can't do that. So he has to get you to step out of the power of God. He has to get you to block it. And all you have to do is get you out of love. Get you out your love walk. I mean, and he got, there's a variety of ways. But understand that this is part of our existence. God knew this when he even thought that he was going to make even the angels who came before us. He knew all this. All this was the thought in his mind, what he was going to do. Everything that was going to be done was done in his mind. He knew it. So we're just seeing the manifestation of it. And if you want the revelation of it, you have to spend time with him. Amen. Well, you know. So, but again, when you read this, if you understand, if you think power and love, when you read the Bible in the Old Testament, you'll see it. You'll see it all the way through, all the way through. I mean, you pick, that's just the thing I like about it, because, again, that's what our life is about. That's what our life is about. All right. So we're going to go back and look at another thing that Jesus talked about. Well, we're going to look at, I don't know if we looked at it yesterday, or we're going to follow. We're going to Matthew chapter 22, you know, we've been through that before, but again, like I said, we're trying to get people, I keep hearing that they want to do another shutdown, lockdown, release. I want you to be in a position, take some time and pull up some videos or something on healing and how healing works, okay? All the power of God works by faith, and faith, as it says in Galatians 5, verse 6, section B, or the B portion, faith works by agape, which means, and John said, God is agape, okay? You can't think humanly about this. God is agape. God is agape. And so he operates in us, okay, because without him there is no power. See, you're going to begin to see, if you get this every place you read in the Bible, you're going to begin to see it, and it's going to, and then it's like, okay, I get this, okay? But you know what it does? It gives you confidence of victory. You know that when you know you have confidence, when you know that you in your mind, see, because God looks at the heart. When you see, when you know, you will know, I am coming. God got this because you're on one accord. When you're on one accord with God, you do not worry. You know, you can't tell me you worry and be on one accord with God. There's a disconnect there. All right. So Jesus is talking about, matter of fact, I want to go, I want to start at verse 36. Well, maybe I'll start at 35. So I want to tell you shit here. And it says, then one of them, some of them, the Pharisees and Sadducees, okay, the Pharisees was a made-up Jewish denomination. God don't have a problem with denomination, but denominations always is about man deciding what they're not going to believe that God has already declared is. They're going to choose, pick and choose that, well, we ain't going to believe that. That's what, you pick any denomination, that's what you will always find. Matter of fact, you know, even the name Jews was given to the Jews by pagans, by Gentiles, okay? They God, it's either believe or not believe. But anyway, we ain't going to get into all that. This is not, you know, that type of class. All right. It says, then one of them, which was a lawyer, asking him a question, tempting him and saying, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy mind, with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these, now get this, on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Okay? The prophets get revelation knowledge from God concerning his word. Okay, this is how the Bible is put together. This is how we have all these books now that are called commentaries, and even still more commentaries are being developed. You know, my pastor and down Pastor O.T. sees that the disciples didn't know, okay, because they've had more time to basically test it out, find out what will work, what won't work, and they've had time to analyze test it out, analyze history and the word and connection, and to communicate with God. That's the biggest thing, talking to God. And you'd be amazed at how many pastors don't talk to God, don't even read the Bible like they should. That's their life. That's why some of them probably, they may not get paid enough, you know. You know, throw your pastor a bone every now and then. Your little bones help. They make them feel appreciated. I don't care how much they got. Believe me, they appreciate that, you know. Anyway, all right. So these two hang all the commandments. But what are you talking about here? Love the God. Listen, you're going to love God. Now, understand, God is thinking about you in eternity, not just now. You don't do this to get to heaven. Jesus fixed that deal. That your mansion paid for. And I only say that because he said so in John chapter 14. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He don't lie. He can't lie. Whatever he says is going to be. All right? Now, that tells you right there, just for the, because I got new people, I want you to get a little revelation of what's going on in the atmosphere that we don't know about. Go to Zechariah chapter 3, okay? And I go all the way up there. What's wrong with this thing? Okay. And, okay, now, just for the new people, there are more than one Joshua in the Bible, but this particular Joshua is the high priest. Okay, and I'm not teaching on that anyway. But anyway, it says, and he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the Lord, before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. Okay, I understand back then the high priest went in, that dude got right before in front of God. This is deep. And you hear this because there's some people that don't believe this. Because of the blood of Jesus, when you go to pray, you get to go into the very presence of God. Now, the only thing that'll keep you from getting heard is if you're out of love. You get the connection? You're out of love. You're out of fellowship. And that's a lot. You got to learn that. And you really want to learn to be in tune with the Holy Spirit, because he won't bite his tongue. He will tell you you are out of love. You will feel it in your spirit. You will sense it in your spirit. Some ain't right. And when some ain't right, ask him. And then be quiet and wait for him to speak. Okay? He's not, I heard a preacher saying, it convicted me in my spirit that God doesn't like when you are seeking him not to multitask, okay? That is like when I'm praying in the spirit. Don't be all over the internet. Just pray in the spirit and be, because praying in the spirit is different, okay? That's the only time that a human being can think in English and talk in non-English, really, and prophesying. A person can prophesy and their mind saying something different, because the Holy Spirit be doing the talking, okay? There's a lot of time when preachers are preaching, too. That happens. That's why they know they be prophesying. But anyway, I want you to get a picture of what's going here, because God needs us to be able to pray, okay? He needs us to be able to pray. Now, we got to go back to what Jesus was talking about, because it's vital coming up, because this is how God does business, period. Okay? He expects us to want to live his way. Okay? He expects us. All right. He says, so love the Lord your God. The one I want to get to, and the second is like it, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Okay? Now, that's sad that, you know, I heard a sad statistic, shocking statistic, that put these folk on my prayer list at a higher level. And it's hard. This is why everybody needs to pray. That I found out that the military is losing 22 people a day to suicide. And we ain't really had no hard war. But life is so challenging for them that they're losing 20. They're being attacked by the enemy. That's what that is. But that means there are not enough people praying for them. And I mean, we are vitally needed to pray, because God doesn't do anything in the earth without man. And Satan can't do nothing without man. But he can talk some stuff. But we need to cover them with prayer. And you can't cover anybody, including your own family. That's another thing. You have to be conscious of the fact. You need to make this a note. When you get out of order, get back in order, because there's so much at stake, including your own family. Say no need but a second to get in there and cause a car crash. You know how I watch crashes on TV sometimes, and don't go out of your house. This is the other thing about when I talk about commanding angels. You must be living in love. You have to be change the term up. Living in God. Living in love. Living in God. Living in love. Living in God. I'm living in God. I'm part of him, just like my cells are part of my body. Okay? And they die just because they're not connected to my spirit. Okay? That's what happens with Christians. They fall to the wayside. They disconnect themselves from the Spirit of God. Amen. Because His Spirit is life. His Spirit is life. I'm trying to get a revelation of the fact that this is not about religion. This is about the growth of the spiritual man within you. Remember, we talked about in 1 Corinthians, said these are spiritual matters. and the natural man can't comprehend them, and you have to open up to receive them. You can't mentally ascend to this. Amen. But what I just showed you, say you when you were born, Matthew 18:10 tells you that there was a guardian angel assigned to you. And what I've learned, and this is what I question God, okay? The angels of God are more powerful than Satan. That's shown in Revelation chapter 12. So how then do we be getting killed? Well, we don't call for backup. Now, people can debate that and argue that, but they just have to present evidence that they'll, you know what they do? They'll cite it. That's just the will of God. No, it's not where that written at, okay? I read where it says your will that you should be in health and prosper. I don't see nothing but, I mean, if we did everything God say, how he say, when he say, you know what? We would all die just of a long, old age. People died at 30 and 20 and 5 and at the boom. There's a disconnect somewhere in there. I know people don't want to hear that, but this is not the Happy Joe show, all right? I'm trying to get you to help minimize that. Again, I said earlier, there are people dead now because of what they didn't know or what they knew and didn't use. One of the two. I don't know specifically. You know, they got to heaven early. I call them early arrivals. I saw a lot of early arrivals, okay? And this is just one area. All this, everything, when you go back, if you remember last week, I believe it was last week, a week before, I talked about seven criteria that I've learned over the years, sitting under men and women of God, that cause prayer to fail. But that also affects all the promises of God, including that protection, including being able to command angels. All that's connected to my love walk. Love walk. Let me tell you about love walk. When you're walking, you see things you don't see when you're driving. You're paying more attention. You're more conscious. You know, even if you see it, if you're paying attention, you know, you're paying attention to the bumps in the road. Amen. Taking your time. But Jesus said on all these two, hang all the laws and the commandments. What's hanging on them? Listen, the reasoning for all this. That's what a commentary does. It breaks down and analyzes the reason. But a lot of times they don't. I just have to assume they either went to God and asked him. God didn't come soon enough, so they just went with what they knew. When I asked God why he let the devil exist, he did not answer me right away. Matter of fact, I think it was it took some time. Okay, and then when he answered, I knew it was him because it was adding up, making sense. He was using his word, and I because he could have done all this. I understand why people didn't ask because he's God, and he can do what he want to do. But he's also compassionate. That's what I was looking at. Okay, he's so compassionate. I know from my own experience that I should be a black spot on the ground that was hit by a lightning bolt. I'm not. Okay, so I didn't really need the information. I wanted to be able to express it to somebody that wanted that, somebody that's hurt. When people are disconnected from God, there is a break, a disconnect from the spirit, realm. Particularly people that once, I would say they attended, I don't know them, they attended church, but they never let him in. Because I don't know, I just can't let go. I've been through some stuff, and I go through some stuff, and I let go of some stuff, but I won't let go of Jesus. Something wrong. But anyway, all right. So now we go into Ephesians chapter 4, depending on where you go to church and how much you read the Bible. We're going to Ephesians 4:32, I guess, because for me, back in the olden days in Bible class, it was a memory scripture that we had to remember. All right. Man, I'm telling you. But... You know, when you see the Bible, you read the Bible, you want to read everything in there. Maybe I should do a Bible reading show. Anyway, 31. It says, listen at this. Now, this is, I want you to think about this. Think about a politician you don't like that you probably heard or even said, they may have said themselves that they are a Christian. Now, mind you, when they say that, I was taught, my prayer for them should be that, how to help them get better at being one. Because if they're getting on your last nerve and if you see them and it vexes you, it's obviously that they need help. They need help. They need help. I know a couple of them in particular, but all of them do. Now, I want you to think about that. Now I'm thinking about a problem. Think about somebody that you wish could be boiled in oil and you could light the fire. But this is what God thinks. To let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Oh, man, we got to go through this. And be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. And that's power packed. That's power packed. But this is what it takes to be able to use of God, to be able to access the promises of God, to be blessed of God. This is the easy part. So you don't be having to be doing some little shady stuff. I know people that got promotions and they did some shady stuff that they don't even want to tell the public about. I don't want nothing that bad. If I have to defy God to get it and defy God to keep it, one, that's idolatry. Two, it ain't going to be what you wanted anyway. You ain't even enjoy it. Believe me, if the devil can get you to do that, he knows. It's like a drug dealer. Back in the day, they give you a little bit of crack, and you take that, they know they got you. See, Satan know he got you. When he can get you to break rank, he know he got you. All right. But see, now, again, when you see that word let, what is it telling you? You have authority to make a decision, and nobody can stop you. He said, let all bitterness. You know, this is why, remember we read Satan was at Joshua's side ready to resist him? Okay, you got to understand principles of prayer. One of the principles is, as it says in Psalm 91, that one could take, it says 1,000 at the right hand and 10,000 at my left. But then in Deuteronomy, you know, when they're talking about one could take 1,000, 2,000, well, see, what that does is give us exponential power. Then three is 100,000. Four people praying is a million strong power. Okay, now, how do we get that revelation? From God. You will read, go past that and not think about it if God didn't stop you and explain it to you. Or you didn't stop and ask him to explain it to you. Why is it there? There are people, if you listen enough, I heard some explanations of the battle of Ai in the book of Joshua, I believe chapter 6, in a different light. Same battle, been seeing it all the time, hearing it, but it's a different light, different message. But again, that comes from what? This is what it means, study to show thyself approved to God, okay? Taking time, taking effort, study, approved of who? God. Okay? That means, wow, man, where did the time go? We must be having fun. Great time here. Woo. All right. So I want you to get this. We close to the rapture, so I'm just going to take my time. But the point of the matter is, I want you to understand the power of love. God is love. God is, that's the power. Get away from what people told you it is. Yeah, you know, when I say I love my wife, I'm talking 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 8. And what the reward is, Eros, E-R-O-S. you had to seek that out. E-R-O-S, look that up, all right? Okay? But then see, but in order for the force of, see, When I'm praying in love, when I'm living in love, when I'm not doing, when I'm putting a hold on bitterness, when I'm wrath is the way I is. I just let it go. I just can't. Listen, he's telling me I can do this. Believe me, I was an angry person. I was angry because it was fun. I didn't mind smacking somebody in the mouth. Men, I never hit women. My wife beat me up once. She won't admit it because I won't hit her. I won't. Okay, women do that. They just take advantage of it. But anyway, and evil speaking. Now, because we got about to close this. We gonna pick this up because I want you to get it, because this is something I'm being seen provoked. So I know why the Holy Spirit going this way. Okay, I sat up for hours listening to him. I was just sit still and listen. You know, yeah. Because one, I be looking for stuff. Believe me, I'm not just telling you what for him going to him for me to tell you. I'm going to him for him to tell me, because I want to be able to access the power. I want everything coming that I can get in this life and the life to come. See, but I want to understand this power because I really want to be a part of the end time unleashing of a greater manifestation of his glory. I really do. And this is, for me to do this, because I love you, this is why I do this. This is why I sit down. This is why I will listen. This is why I will take this time. Believe me, trust me. You take something. You try it. Find out. All right. So we're going to pick up here next week at Ephesians 4:31-32. All right. So, hallelujah. Begin this process. This may have been the first time you heard this message. It may even be after the rapture. But what I'm about to say will work then too. Amen. And that is, you need to become part of God's family. There's only one way to do that. You must be washed in the blood of Jesus. And that's a simple process. That's a simple. In Romans chapter 10, verse 9. It says, if you say with your mouth and believe in your heart. See, that was there, been there since the Bible. But God raised up and gave the revelation of what it meant. He holds the key to the Bible. So we're going to do just that. Going to give you an opportunity. And just say this with me. Lord God in heaven, I believe the Bible is your word. I believe you are the only God in existence. And I believe you are the true and living God. I believe the story that is said, the word that is said, that we were all born in sin. And I acknowledge that I was born in sin. And I also acknowledge that you said that you sent your son to die for our sin. And so I ask you, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me now. And I say with my mouth, and I believe in my heart, that I am saved, I am born again, and I am forgiven. Amen. And for the backsliders, just ask God to forgive you. Say, Lord God, forgive me for my sin. Amen. Satan won that battle, but I'm going to win the next. And I believe you, according to your word, in 1 John 1:9. That if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And I can tell you from experience, that's true. I can tell you from, he put that in there because he knew it was going to be a warfare. But anyway, I hope I said something to spark your attention. And Doug, to new people, don't worry about it. Don't let me tell you about God. If he threw at you, you won't be on planet Earth. And that don't mean new, you know, trust me, trust him, believe him. He don't quit. I trip and fall, get up again. You say, but I tripped and fall 10 times. Trust me. some things you're going to battle with, okay? You're going to battle with. The key is not to quit, ever. I don't care what anybody say about you, don't quit. We ain't got long to go. Y'all got the short end of this thing. I started this journey 46 years ago. Some folks saying we're going to be out of here in the next 30 days. I hope they're right. I really do hope they're right. Okay? I'm going to just say I hope they're right, and we'll see what happens. Amen. God got the clock in the calendar. That's in Matthew, I believe, 24:36. God the only one knows. But anyway, in the meantime, know this, that prayer is God trusting you with his power. Prayer works by faith. Faith works by love. And God is love. Shalom. See you next week. Amen.
Try on the beat.
L will make a deep down seat.
Persistence, my inconsistencies and everything that stopped my mission. I'm so obsessed with me and what I'm getting that times I miss what you've been telling me and what's your vision. I can't even see the bigger picture if my name ain't mentioned. That's not my plan at all. At times I fall to selfishness. I'm helpless if your spirit ain't with me. I need your help in this. Get so consumed in what I don't got that I missed the mark. I'm being transparent with you. At least we have a start. Confess my sins to you. I hope that's what my friends will do. Without you, I'm just filthy rags, dirt on my Timberland boots. I preach it so you hear the truth and know you not alone. 10 years saved and I still battle issues that I thought were gone. That's why I trust in you. I need you. I'm in love with you. I seek your face. I praise your name. I'll never get enough of you. That's why I trust in you. I need you. I'm in love with you. I seek your face. I praise your name. I'll never get enough of you. Yeah.
Thank you for your mercy, and I ask forgiveness for all the people that hurt me. My lack of living water really had me thirsty, but now my thirst is quenched, so I pray for the ones that curse me. How could I not recognize that missing you was an issue? Tough times was hard to get through without wanting to use a pistol, but now I understand the battle wasn't for me, and that the blood of Jesus Christ is running through me, and that the dirty devil's coming, he's gunning for me, but I got the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, he's one in the three. That's why I lift his name up. Don't care about being famous. How could you really blame us? Jesus is the one who changed us. I thank him every day, hour, minute, even second. I'm tearing giants down. Excuse me, Mr. Odell Beckham.
When I go with the Heavenly Father, I'm giving you all of me, God. Give it your bra, cut for the jump, cause you never left once. I can never repay you, I can never come close, but I praise you. Wanna thank you for the grace and the grace and the payment for the faith and the favor.
This is why I carry out the call for the lost, reaching, teaching people, leading to the cross. Yeah, give you all my time that you bought. You the boss, you the reason I'm redeeming why I'm bought. Yeah. Praise you even when I'm going through it. God told me, go, and that's the reason why I'm going through it. Lifting up my palms to the one who the throne, who the steady, who the fade on the cross.
At the enemy can't even attack from the back, cause I'm giving it back to the Father whenever I can't handle the back. Go past the man, go sad as that. Blessed in me that I need him more than I need anything else in the whole world. No pearls compared to the poor world stored elsewhere.